Ah, yes. So welcome back to Lifeline with me, your host, Liam Nolan, and fellow host, Carol Fenlon. So this morning, we've had a steady talk of it with different people on the phone. But right now, we're going to speak with Joe Burke, and he's the fundraising executive for Pieta House. Are you there, Joe?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning. And how are you? All good?
Good, yeah, great.
The sun is out. It's nice
exactly,
to see.
Exactly, yeah. We have to take advantage of it when we can.
Absolutely. That vitamin D does help the happy bones, the happy endorphins.
Exactly.
Yes. So, Joe, you're from Pieta House. Can you tell us a little bit, just for people who don't know, what Pieta House is?
Yeah. So Pieta House, what we deal with in our centres here is we provide therapy for people who are suffering from suicidal crisis, who may be self-harming, people who are bereaved by suicide. And we also have a few different programs that we run. So we have like the Resilience Academy, where we go into schools and we provide kind of resilience training for students.
Very good, I like that.
Like family supports and things like that. All of our services are free of charge.
Mm-hmm.
We have 15 centres across the country, and we have 3 outreach centres. So we're constantly trying to grow so that we're able to cater for absolutely everybody in the country.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously then that comes with a demand for our services and the funding demand. And because we receive more than 80% of our funding from the public through events like, I'm sure some of your listeners know, of Darkness into Light.
Absolutely, yeah.
And things like that, and other events through the year.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a constant demand on our service, which obviously means that we have to raise funds to be able to provide that service and to provide it for free for people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's freely accessible. And excuse me, and I suppose just before we move away from that piece about Pieta, just to say that we also have a 24-hour helpline,
yeah,
which is 1-800-247-247. And that line is manned by fully qualified therapists 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so that's for anybody who maybe might be in crisis themselves or might know somebody who's in crisis and they want to get in touch and see how they can best make an appointment or see how they can best access our services.
Absolutely. Can you give us out that phone number again? We'll do it again at the end, Joe, but if you give that out to us again, that'd be great.
Yeah, that'd be perfect. So it's 1-800-247-247.
That's brilliant. 1-800-247-247. Can you just tell us a little bit more? Like a lot of us are aware of Pieta House, and we know it's a big go to for anybody who has any kind of suicidal or self harm thoughts, which is fantastic because in mental health these days, you know, luckily Ireland's beginning to wake up and open its eyes. But you spoke there just vaguely about you're going into to the students, you're going into the colleges and the schools to talk with students, obviously because prevention is the best cure. Can you tell us a little bit about that? That sounds fantastic. I didn't realise that was happening.
Yeah. So we'll say our Resilience Academy is running now for the last probably 4 years, I would think, for academic years anyway. And what we do, it's a 6-week programme. And the schools would apply to Pieta House through the Resilience Academy page. Mm-hmm. On our website, pieta.ie. And they apply there. We're full up at the moment for this term.
Mm-hmm.
Coming. And what we do is one of our therapists and one of our Resilience Academy team, they will go into schools and they deal primarily with second year students.
Okay.
So it's between that year where obviously everybody has so much going on going into secondary school in first year.
Mm-hmm.
A lot to take on, all that kind of thing. But we try to deal with students who are just before their exam years. So obviously, you know, to be able to build that bit of resilience around themselves, their home life, their personal life and their school life. All the different modules within the Resilience Academy, they're actually chosen by the students on their first meeting with the Resilience Academy team. And they also meet with the teachers separately to discuss maybe issues that they feel might be prevalent in the school.
That is fantastic.
So it's built over 6 weeks and delivered to the students directly from our own qualified staff here. So it's a really, really successful.
Wow, I'm so impressed. That is really, really good. That is a fantastic idea. So, oh, wow, yeah. Kudos to you guys. That is really, really good. I have a couple of young boys myself, 7 and 8, and it's a while before they go to secondary school, 3 years or so. So it's great to know that you guys have their back.
Available.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Well done. Well done. So, okay, we know about Darkness Into Light. That's a huge one, obviously, that's on all over across Ireland, and everybody pitches in as much as they can to help pay the house in that. But you have this new fantastic idea, Feel Good with Pieta. So explain to us what this is all about, please.
So as you said, Darkness Into Light is a massive piece of work for us here in Pieta House.
Mm-hmm.
For so many reasons, I suppose the funding that comes in through Darkness Into Light sustains all 15 centres for about 6 months of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the funds that come in that way, they keep us going. And I suppose what we're trying to do then as a fundraising team is to try and make up the other 6 months of the year then, so that we can provide all of our services again free of charge for the public at any time they need them. So what we've come up with is we have an initiative called Feel Good with Pieta.
Mm-hmm.
This is our second year to run it. So last year it was a huge success.
Brilliant.
So this year we've just expanded it, I suppose, and just listened to the feedback from people, see what people enjoyed about it,
mm-hmm.
and trying to build on that. So what Feel Good is, it's 2 weeks in October, from the 14th to the 27th of October.
Mm-hmm.
And we're asking people literally to do anything at all to make themselves feel good. So we have a couple of different concepts. So there's Connect, Be Active and Feel Good,
mm-hmm.
Where people can go online. They can go to feelgoodwithpieta.ie and they can register an event. So they can go on and, for example, if they wanted to host a coffee morning or a book club or a dinner party to connect with friends, they can go online and they can do that. Or if they wanted to do something under the Be Active title, they could go for a run, a walk, a swim, a cycle, anything like that, or to feel good. People could even, you know, attend maybe a wellness talk or have a movie night in with friends or do some meditation, things like that. So primarily, we're asking people to get involved, to help themselves feel good,
mm-hmm.
you know, with the longer nights and the shorter days coming in.
Yes, indeed. It does affect some people, mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we're asking people to really look after their mental health in the run-up to the winter. At this time of the year, and all the while, I suppose, creating that bit of awareness around Pieta House,
mm-hmm.
so that while they are running their events, that maybe they can share that message with friends that Pieta House is there, it's available, it's freely accessible to everybody.
Brilliant.
All of the services are free, and also if they could at all to raise some funds for Pieta as well along their journey of their event.
Well, I do like, thank you, Joe. I do like the idea as well, because you know, I went on, had a quick look, and there's also for if you're in a small office and you want to do something small, there's also the opportunity to maybe just sit a fruit basket out and, you know, get everybody to chip in and throw a euro in for an apple or something, you know. So because it's you know, it's happy endorphins, it's a good way for the office as well to get together and talk about mental health, you know.
Exactly.
around the fruit basket, or as you say, a coffee morning, something small is good as well. And obviously you'd be going for, you know, the larger offices, or someone who wants to play a game of soccer or go for a run and stuff like that is fantastic. But there's also an opportunity for people to just do something small as well, yeah?
Exactly, yeah. So, I mean, from any size of an event, so even if it's just taking 5 minutes out of your day to stand up from your desk, walk around, do a little bit of a desk workout, you know, where everybody just gets up and either turns up the music in the office and starts to dance.
I like that.
Or maybe even go for, you know, a 5K walk on your lunch break. You
Brilliant.
Know, I'm sure there's a lot of offices out there that will that would happily go out in this weather anyway when the sun is shining.
Absolutely.
So yeah, stuff like that. And like you said, then if everybody could just chip in, then, you know, a couple of euro and donate that to Pieta, and
mm-hmm.
they can go online, as I said, onto the feelgoodwithpieta.ie. They can register their organisation there. They can register as an individual, whatever way they'd like.
Mm-hmm.
And you get all your online fundraising page there if you want it, things like that, all your different posters to be able to promote your event, all that. That's all online. So.
Brilliant. Okay, so there's a way for anybody, anybody, full stop, to go on to Feel Good with Pieta and print off posters and add a bit of information onto what they're going to do. And obviously just to let you guys know, it's fantastic. It really is. It's a great
exactly.
idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And any support then that anybody would need, be it like for through the fundraising or through organising an event, they can get in touch with us. Let's say if it's in the Dublin office, it's 01458549 And if it's, I suppose, anywhere outside of Dublin, then they can contact ourselves here on 091-568-701. So yeah, people can obviously get in touch online. All those contact details are available online on either pieta.ie or feelgoodwithpieta.ie.
Brilliant, brilliant. We'll do that again in a few minutes. I want to talk to you, Joe, how important it is for people, and I think thankfully Ireland is growing up a lot in this area, but how important it is for people to talk about their mental health, especially in an office environment, you know. And I love the fact that we're bringing this, you're bringing Pieta House to an office, and where it's not so taboo, where it's not such an elephant in the room for somebody to have issues, to have any kind of thoughts. We're all human, excuse me, and we all do have strange thoughts that go on in our minds all the time. So to discuss it with another human being and to be able to talk about it very, very plainly and lightly, I think is a fantastic idea. And if, you know, if there's any tips you can give or other than the idea of getting together and yeah. speaking about it, if there's any tips you can give her.
Yeah, well, I suppose probably one of the myths around the area that we work in, which is primarily suicide prevention and, you know, self-harm prevention. Mm-hmm. So a major myth there is often that that I suppose suicidal crisis and that it comes after the long road of maybe depression or, you know, and that somebody is kind of on a downward spiral all the time, and it unfortunately can end then in suicide. Mm-hmm. And while, yes, absolutely, that can be the case in some circumstances, sometimes that's not the case at all. And those thoughts and that suicidal crisis can come as a reaction to perhaps a life event. Mm-hmm. You know, something, the breakup of a relationship, you know, the loss of a loved one, things like that. And it's often, I suppose, described as a permanent solution to a temporary problem, and I suppose that's what we're trying to tell people, is that the other solutions are here. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Pieta House can provide those other solutions to people if we can just get to people on time.
Absolutely.
And that is, I suppose, in an office environment and in a work environment where, you know, if somebody is in a situation like that and maybe they just can't see any further, mm-hmm. is that you have people looking out for them, you know. Mm-hmm. You never know what's going on with somebody who may be sitting right beside you every day. We probably spend more time with these people in our work life than we do with some of our people, some of our family at home. Mm-hmm. You know, we're with these people 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. So we generally get to know them quite well. So I suppose it's just a key thing is if you do see somebody who's, you know, acting out of the ordinary or just a little bit off form and things like that, that we do just give them the space, I suppose, just to say, you know, is there something wrong with you? And
yeah.
give those people that opportunity to say yes and not just kind of, you know, brush it under the carpet and say, oh, they'll get over it or
Absolutely.
Whatever. You know, I suppose just
Absolutely.
Be kind and be open with each other. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I do think, you know, with friends and family, it's a bit easier to notice these things. But yeah, sometimes somebody in your office or in your work colleague can notice it beforehand. I mean, there's lots of different, as you say, reasons why people would commit the ultimate act of suicide. And sometimes it's only something as silly as finances, but somebody can't see past that brick wall. And it's literally just getting there on time. So I do think that... Yeah,
there's so many supports out there as well, you know, in terms of like financial supports and things like that. Mm-hmm. For people. So it's all about you know, getting there and getting in touch with people and letting people know, I suppose, that all those services are there and putting people in touch.
Mhm, mhm. And I do think that unfortunately there's still the whole you know, embarrassment thing of what would my peers think, blah 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 blah. The silly things that the mind would make up to make a person not speak in the first place. So I think it's very important for our listeners or anybody out there who's suffering with any kind of mental issues to talk.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, by all means, that stigma is still there. You know, and that's something that, that we're working hard to try and reduce that stigma all the time and replace it with, you know, we're trying to replace that stigma with openness.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, it is always going to be a major problem for us. But like I say, I think a lot of the time when you give people that space to speak about, you know, their own mental health or their own, just their own feelings, I suppose, and things like that, people will come out and they will talk to you, you know, given the opportunity. So yeah, it's just about
create the space.
Open.
Create the space.
Exactly.
Well done. That's fantastic, Joe. So we'll rush down really quickly, if we don't mind, just to reiterate, Feel Good with Pieta, because that's the reason why we're on air at the moment. So that's from the 14th to the 27th of October. Take it away there, Joe. Give us a little
more. Exactly. So we're asking everybody to go online, go to feelgoodwithpieta.ie and to register an event. As I said, whether it be just a movie night in with friends where you ask friends to come over to your house, maybe you pop on a movie and everyone chucks in what they would if they were going to the cinema, and that can be donated to Pieta, and all the while you're just connecting with friends and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or it can be something, you know, much bigger. It could be anything, like you could organise a run or a walk for your local community, things like that. You could do the same in your workplace, things like that. So we're asking everybody to get involved, to do something that makes them feel good, from the 14th to the 27th of October.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, they can go online there to feelgoodwithpieta.ie.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much, Joe Bourke, for coming on and having a chat with us about Feel Good with Pieta. It's been absolutely refreshing conversation, and I really, really wish you guys well. We'll definitely be pushing something here in the office, and we'll be pushing it to the rest of our listeners. Thank you.
I look forward to hearing about it. Thanks a million for
having me on. Thank you so much. Not a bother. Enjoy your day. Enjoy the sun.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.